This is Judith Richards interviewing Robert Berry on May 14th, 2010 in New York City at Yvonne Lambert Gallery for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc 1. I wanted to start with asking you about your family background as far back as you want to go, certainly with your grandparents and where they came from, where they were born, what they did.
I didn't know my grandparents. They were my grandfather. My maternal grandfather died when I was 5. I have very little memory of him. All my other grandparents were dead by the time I was of any age to remember
anything.
Did they
live in the U.S.?
On my mother's side, they were Italian. In fact, my mother was born in Italy.
What was their name?
Her name was Frances Beninati.
Could you spell that?
Oh, boy. B-E-N-E-N-A-T-I, I think. But she came over with her sisters and her brothers when they were very young. I have to say, I'm not someone who's really big into my family history. I never really was very curious about it. The only thing I know about it is what I picked up from my aunts and parents.
Like what part of Italy they came from?
Yes, they came from Sicily, from Catania, from a small town there. But they seem to have spread out into various cities. There were Beninatis in Napoli, there were Beninatis in Rome. The family was quite large. And from what I gather, they had interest in politics and things like that. But I really don't know a lot about them. The only memory I have is of my grandfather, who was dying of cancer even at that time. I remember vague memories of going to his funeral at a church in the Bronx. And I remember him speaking with a very heavy Italian accent. In fact, my mother had no accent, but I think she was really a very young girl when she came over from Italy. But there was always an accent with my aunts. I had an Aunt Mary and an Aunt Rose and an Uncle Joe. And Uncle Joe was the oldest, and he spoke with an Italian accent. And of course, it was an Italian. They married Italian men. The aunts all married Italian. My mother did not. My father, Barry, is an Irish name, in fact. And so I'm sort of part half Italian, half Irish. On my father's side, there is a picture of me with my grandmother, Susan Barry. I guess when I was about 2 or so at the time, but I have no memory of her at all. On my father's side, they were lifelong New York Democrats, very involved in the Democratic Party. My grandmother raised one, two, three, 4 sons. In fact, there was a daughter who I guess died from cancer before I was born. I think her name was Jean. I've seen pictures of her. But she was dead by the time I was born. My father was the youngest of them all.
What did your grandfather do for a living?
They worked for the city, from what I understand. They, my memory is very vague on that, but from what I gather, he was kind of a garbage man, but I think that he also was one of these guys that went around changing light bulbs in the city streetlights, something like that. I never knew him. There was 1 or 2 photographs of him, but I have no real memory of him at all.
How did your parents meet?
I'm not really sure. I think they met at a dance. My father was 5 years old.